It's Friday, January 30th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. The Allen County Public Library digitized more than two decades of Fort Wayne's only Spanish language newspaper. A bill would allow Indiana National Guard military police to make arrests and conduct searches when activated by the governor. And Indiana LGBTQ plus advocates gathered at the State House earlier this week for a day of advocacy. I'm Zach Bernard, filling in for Brianna Barrow today. She'll be back with us next week. This is Who and What. The Allen County Public Library digitized more than two decades of Fort Wayne's only Spanish language newspaper. The community album is part of the library's ongoing digital archiving project. WBLI's Ella Abbott tells us more.
El Mexicano was founded in 1994 as a source of news, information, and connection for Fort Wayne's growing Spanish-speaking community. Now, thousands of copies are printed and dropped off around Northeast Indiana each month. Esteban Coria is the bilingual programs and partnership specialist at the library. He says this is just another step in the library's effort to provide free public access to historically significant artifacts.
We want this to be a library for everybody, and we want all voices to feel welcome and at home, and I think what better way to do that than, you know, preserving such an invaluable resource.
As of Thursday afternoon, digitized issues between 2002 and 2025 are available through the ACPL's website, but the goal is to have all past and future editions digitized and preserved as well. For WBOI News, I'm Ella Abbott.
A bill would allow Indiana National Guard military police to make arrests and conduct searches when activated by the governor. WFYI's Caroline Beck reports on the measure advancing at the State House.
The Indiana governor already has broad powers over when to deploy the National Guard in the state and even the authority to make arrests in certain circumstances. The bill would expand those policing powers. Democrats, including Representative Matt Pierce, largely condemned the measure and say it could lead to dangerous scenarios like those seen recently in Minneapolis between protesters and federal law enforcement agents.
Once you implement something like this, you have no idea how things can spin out of control. And we've seen that in community after community, to the point of tragedy.
Republicans and National Guard leaders support the bill, saying it is another tool in their toolbox for responding to a crisis. The bill now heads to the Senate. I'm Caroline Beck at the State House.
A bill authorizing the Indiana death penalty to be carried out by a firing squad failed to pass out of the House. WFYI's Ben Thorpe tells us Democrats and Republicans joined together to oppose that legislation.
Lawmakers in the House and Senate have introduced bills allowing the death penalty to be carried out by a firing squad, in part because of the difficulty obtaining the drug that the state currently uses. Democrat Matt Pierce says he opposes the death penalty altogether, not just the manner.
Do we really think that the government and our criminal justice system is infallible, that it is so perfect that we can actually perform an execution and not risk killing an innocent person?
The bill failed by not having a constitutional majority, which means it could still be brought up for another vote. A Senate version of the bill is effectively dead. I'm Ben Thorpe at the State House.
Indiana LGBTQ plus advocates gathered at the State House earlier this week for a day of advocacy. The ACLU of Indiana and the Indiana Youth Group hosted the event that aims to build connections between community members and share resources. Brian Shivers attended the event. He spoke against legislation before lawmakers that defines sex and gender in state law based on certain biological characteristics at birth.
Yeah, it's my hope that the bill would be defeated. And I would hope that our legislators would begin to think about what kind of harm such a bill would cause for people in our state. They are citizens of our state, and they deserve protections and rights just like everyone else.
The bill also includes language to restrict bathroom use based on gender at public schools. More news is coming up in a moment.
My name is Jacqueline Goldsboro, a proud public media supporter and Fort Wayne community member. I turn to WBOI because it connects me to the world right outside my door. Whether it's local news that impacts my community, educational programs that keep me thinking, or music that I can't find anywhere else, WBOI is where I go to feel informed, inspired, and in tune. Join me and countless others in protecting public radio. Learn how at wboi.org/save.
Here's what to know for today. Newest census data from 2024 shows that a greater percentage of children between ages 5 and 17 are living below the poverty line. Temporary protective status for Burmese people was to have ended on January 26th, but there has been a court-ordered pause by a federal judge. And the Fort Wayne Comets have 3 games this weekend. They'll be on the road against Cincinnati Friday night before returning home for 2 against Tahoe Saturday and Sunday. That's who and what for Friday, January 30th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter Frequency at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thank you for being here and have a great rest of your day.